everyone. Good evening. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? This is a call-in show, and I love to hear from you, and I make you say your name on the air. So we all get to spill our vibrations out over the globe. Isn't that wonderful? This show is called Radiance by Design because you and I are vibrational vehicles of light. And sometimes we want to up the ante and we want to radiate at a higher level. How are you guys doing with this crazy, crazy energy? Right after the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar supposedly started. Now, I know that astrological changes and the Mayan wave changes don't happen in a moment. But anyway, they say it started on March 9th, and then March 13th, Uranus popped into Aries, and on the 11th was the big earthquake. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is because, first of all, we're all pretty conscious of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and all that's been going on over there. That's a pretty big deal. But also, a lot of us are really conscious of the fact that there is a lot of tumultuous energy in the universe. How have you been faring? I've been getting these wild kind of bursts of energy coming through me. And granted, I had one cup of coffee today, and I'll tell you what. I thought I was either going to burn up or move a million miles an hour in the middle of myself. Inside of myself, on the outside, I wasn't able to keep up, and then you get frustrated, right? How are you doing? Are you getting these weird surges of energy going on? And I see it in some people. All of a sudden, some people I know are bursting as if their subconscious, their belly area, is having volcanic action. They may not be having the trots or anything, gastrointestinal doodah. May not be like that. But I'm watching how some people are like bursting inside and vibrationally, which is kind of how I see us, with these spiraling colored lights moving up inside as the chakras interact with life and squeeze out or wring out the juice from whatever the experience is, and then it kind of moves up through the series of chakras, through your throat, up through your third eye, your head, and so on. And I'm watching, some people are just bursting, and the energy's going up in paroxysms, and ooh, what's happening to you? And I hear about aches and pains, and I hear about rapid healings, and we're working on both of those. So I just wondered what's going on in your world. Where do you live, and are you having strange weather around you, or what is it? Now, I was doing some channeling just before the show. As most of you know, I'm an intuitive energy counselor, and I work a lot with energies and so on. And I was asking the guides about basically what's going on. And what they were talking about is the frequency speed up that's going on is vibrating our, our inner cells, our souls, our evolution in such a way that we're changing as a species. And know what? It's darn well about time, isn't it? We've been aching for that. And they were saying to me, because I'm Canadian and I keep saying this is a revolutionary country, and with all the swindling going on in high corporate places and so on, I keep wondering why people aren't revolting. They are over in the Middle East, and I wonder why we're not getting mad here. And they say, you know, you want a revolution, but the truth of it is that the revolution is going on inside of people. The cellular structure is moving in such a way, our vibrational structure is moving in such a way that many beings are going, and they're seeing that the games that have been played on a big political level or corporate level or country level and so on are becoming clearer. And all the abuses and the dominances and the greeds and the charlatanism and the thievery and all that's becoming clearer and clearer. And what the guide said about that I really like is that we're getting clearer and clearer because we're waking up, because the core, the nucleus of our cells, of our inner being, is picking up speed. And as it moves and picks up speed, it can't vibrate with the same trances we used to be in, can it? And that stuff that we don't think is true right now, I'm thinking about some sort of magical things or new inventions or alternative energy projects and so on that a lot of people are going, can't happen here. In a while, they say it's going to be old hat to us all. We're going to move so fast that we will have opened way down deep inside, and our cells will have absorbed potential visions and so on in such a way that some things that we think are impossible now will be easier. Like, for example, I'll go back to the alternative energy. What is unacceptable now to some people's logical mind will be old hat within a few years, just because we can absorb new levels of consciousness and we can enact them and we can live them out. And I believe that healing is a big deal in that too, and we'll see more and more about that. What I love to do is take your calls on Radiance by Design, and I also like to start us off with a meditation. And I've heard back from so many of you that this meditation is something that is really effective for you, and that's why we do it so often. I do it fairly often in the day, although because I'm a little researcher, I'm always experimenting on different styles. But let's do this meditation together, because one of the things you and I know is that here's the frequencies moving up, and we're able to absorb higher and higher consciousness. And as we focus on consciousness all at the same time in this radio show or other ones or other lectures or TED Talks or whatever, we lift the consciousness of our species. And that's really important. We're helping along the evolution of our species. I'm up for that. Are you? So let's create our family, our community, one more time, consciously here on Radiance by Design. And then I'm going to have you call in and tell me what's up in your world and how are you handling it. A couple of deep breaths. Release all that stress and tension. Let's call in the presence of those wonderful beings of light and truth, consciousness and love that are in our soul journey that's around us. Good. And now above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Excellent. And now let's drop a four-sided pyramid with gold lions to about waist height, maybe 20, 30 feet out there. And then upside down, another one. And the point of the upside down one sticks into the lower golden ball. But when these two pyramids, one pointing up, one pointing down, meet point to point, they create an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And inside of that, create a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. I'm always surprised at the colors that show up on the crystal ball, and the feeling is so different inside of it. We'll talk about that after. What do you feel like? Now, inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And now start spinning and spinning and spinning in your Star of David, hanging on that beautiful filament. Spin and spin and spin. And as you do, look at the magical screen in front of you. We're going to place movies on that screen. The first movie is going to be you becoming what it is you want to become. We were just talking about having our frequencies move up so that we can absorb and integrate some much higher concepts than we have before. Kind of like the Industrial Revolution, only this is a slightly different one. Maybe the multidimensional revolution, right? And I see myself being able to be multidimensional at will and wanting to come from the heart. Love is such a strengthener, isn't it, for all of us? And then when I see and feel myself able to experience that in my little movie, my vicarious little movie, smile, wrap it in light. Let's move over to the next movie. And it's all about a project you're creating. What are you creating there? I'm doing a television series, and I'm headed down to L.A. tomorrow to get a little bit of counsel, a little bit of guidance from some wonderful clients and friends of mine that are in the industry and are going to whop me upside the head and train me a bit here. So there I am in my vision, my movie, creating my little television series and seeing and feeling all the resources coming to me. Everything I need comes to me. And I see it all developing itself. Good. And all the pieces come together. And then I want to keep it going, don't I? So in come the resources. I just see the flow of resources, people, monies, whatever it is, costumes, lighting, travel, whatever it is that's required. Just comes rolling to me. And I see myself grinning and clapping my hands because I'm so much enjoying this project. What about your project? Some of you want home and family and want to write books and build houses and make clothes and travel the world. Doesn't matter what your projects are. Make them beautiful in this dream here. Now wrap that in light. And I love going to the next place. Here's the Galactic Healing Center. I got some of this from Adrian Dever's book, which was brought up by Jackie Solvitti in ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I love that book. But he says that we all have our healing team, so we're going to see the first section of our Galactic Healing Center. We call in a healing team and have them stand round a healing table, a beautiful, pristine, wonderful healing table. And the first person that comes popping in to be working with our team is you. I'm lying on my own table. You're lying on your own table. And let's ask them for help with the healing. Good. And now you might have something you want them to work on with you. And they might tell you or me that I need something that I hadn't thought about. And we just let them go to work here. Excellent. I can really feel their energy. Who do you see that's working on you? What does your healing team look like? Good stuff. And when you really feel something happening inside of yourself, thank the team, wrap it in light so they can continue while we carry on with another client here. So the team can replicate themselves and put in a fresh table. And let's bring in somebody that you really want to work on. Now, I'm seeing someone who's in a state of despair. This one is emotional, mental, and I would say spiritual condition of feeling inadequate. And feeling not knowing which way to turn inside of himself, not content, not happy, and not touching his core, and having had a lot of childhood pain. Have him lie down. There he is. He's not very trusting either. And now the healing team moves around him, and the first thing they do is they start just loving him. I can feel this incredible vortex of love. What's happening with your client there? That's it. They're just loving him and helping him feel safe. Yeah. And now they're pulling out all kinds of stuff. That's it. Excellent. Now it's funny because they're pulling a lot out of his belly area, second chakra, and it's really having an impact on his chest. That makes sense. Leftover stuff, ancient karmic stuff, and it's impacting his karmic grief and his ability to have courage and love in his life. That's it. Ooh, they're doing a big roto-rooter on him. Intrinsically, he's a good guy, but he's just got a lot of memory stuff stored in there, like we're like little libraries, aren't we? What's happening with your person? I'm going to wrap this one in light and let it keep going. And bring in the next person. Okay, and this is a woman, an older woman with a, I guess it's a broken hip. Her leg has got a, she's got a lot of damage in her hip and her leg. And I won't diagnose her, but she's really uncomfortable and pretty angry about it. So she's lying down on the table and the healing team is working on her. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I said she's got a broken hip and a leg in the first place, and they're going, the first place that they're going is to her heart. And one of them is actually in there massaging her heart and using this kind of vacuum thing that they use sometimes to pull out what looks like funny rocks in the heart. I know it must be very metaphorical. What's going on with your client? Yeah. And then they're sending a lot of, as it goes round and round the table, these beings, some of whom look like ETs or like ETs as we hear about them. Yeah, and they're pulling a lot of energies out of her base chakra, the basal ganglion, the back of her head, and the ganglion at the neck. Wow, and it was a real snap in the left hip where the pain is. So I think we've done something here. And we'll continue, ask the team to please continue with this healing. And the next one is we're going to bring in a political scenario. Let's just bring in Japan. They've just had another earthquake, and I don't really know the details about that, but let's bring Japan into our healing room and call in the healing team. And each member of the healing team, of course, has absolute realms of consciousness with him or her. So we're going to have Japan there and what's underneath Japan and what's around Japan and all the political and economic consorting that goes on to create the healing support and all the people. And we're having them do some a major work. Okay. And they're pulling and pushing, and they're, there should be a lot of healing for the fish and the plant life. It's spreading quite a lot, actually. See if we can contain it or have the healing being transform the radiation that's spreading in the water. Yeah, let's just see it all transforming. And the consciousness of the people. Remember we were speaking at the beginning about how consciousness capacities are changing with the speed up. Let's just see with the healing team, let's add our own awareness, our own perception of the capacity of our consciousness to change situations. Excellent. Good. Now let's wrap that in light and have it continue. And let's call in our pink and orange, very, very bright light and have it come in through the top of our heads. It's the light of harmony, evolution, expansion, top of our heads, out through the heart, out through the arms and the hands, the fingers. And send that light to all the hot spots on the planet. All over the planet where people are sick, where there's war, where there's intrigue that's costing many others, victimizing people, our ignorance. Yeah, and there's some pretty intense things in the Middle East. Woo! I see our pink light absolutely soothing and enriching the integration of all these different individuals who are angry and suppressed and repressed and oppressive. Yeah. And get it into the Pentagon, into the White House, into our hearts, so that where we have power, the power is of a higher level. And let's have it go round and round and round the globe, round and round the globe, and come on back in through our arms, into our hearts, and back up through the top of our heads. Good. Good feeling. And now let's close the Galactic Healing Center and hop into our star tetrahedron. Remember, spinning in the star tetrahedron helps us, and you can use this any time of the day. It really helps us disentangle ourselves from all those strings and attachments we've got to karma, things that have happened before, so that those strings between you and someone else can create repeated dissonance or repeated disagreements. But if you move them and if you to unhook them, very often there is a no dissonance between the two of you. Sometimes you might even have incredible harmony. So So we want to really separate ourselves, authenticate ourselves, release ourselves from the, as Dwal Kool calls it, the tyranny of our subconscious mind. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron just another minute. Remember, get all those little strings broken off and raise your fields and frequencies and pop in here. Here we all are. You get to call me and tell me. My name is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and this is a show about you, you and I, learning to move consciously our frequencies in order to create different situations, different scenarios in our life to manifest and to unhook ourselves from the relentless drives of old patterns. And we're doing it together, so we are doing it as a community. So you can call me right now, 888-815-9756. That is 888-815-9756. And at 7:30, Deb O'Connor is going to call in. I forgot. Okay. Deb O'Connor is going to call in with her astrological report. Oh, boy. Deb O'Connor from Love Dog Design. We have some wonderful chats about astrology. So we're going to talk about what's happening in the planets and why lately. So we're always talking about, I did say the number, didn't I? 888-815-9756. So what we were talking about tonight is that, wowzer, bedowser, we've got some really amazing shifts going on out in the universe, and I really feel it. Do you feel it? And what's happening in your life? How many of you are experiencing what you think you're going to be doing, and it's changing in front of your very eyes? How many of you are experiencing that, thinking you're going to do this or that, and boom, life takes a left turn or life takes a right turn? How's your health? How's your nervous system? What is it you really want to do? How many of you are sort of being berated by your past at the same time as you're feeling expansive in the future? How many of you feel held back or stopped up right now? I'm going to start doing readings on some people that haven't called in. Let's see, I'm seeing a woman who, it's funny, I don't know how old you are, honey, you're older than young, but you're younger than old, so there you have it. So you're kind of in the middle years somewhere, and I'm seeing that you have, this woman has tremendous creativity that she's left latent in her life. Her creativity has something to do with creating with, like, beauty and art and so on, and wanting to do a presentation of some sort, but she always believed that that was beyond her reach. So she lived a kind of a normal life, and now she's trying to avoid the fact that she's creative, and I see her having, like, heart problems, lung problems, chest problems. There's all kinds of funny little aches and pains going on in her body. I see what's going on with you. But the reason for that is sort of bizarre. I want to say to you that we talked earlier about how sometimes people are feeling volcanic action, if you know what I mean, inside of themselves, or earthquake action inside of themselves. And you are. I see this woman being restless, unable to avoid the fact that she's got to reach forward and do something very exciting, something that's going to require kind of a whole new project, taking a chance on some artistic merits that she's got that she has always suppressed. It's giving her chest. I want to say you kind of got this mild chest condition, and your heart's going flip, 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 flip. Your throat is kind of weird. Your third eye, the forehead, it's like you have sinus stuff going on. And your legs are funny, and you're never comfortable. And there's a restlessness in you. If that's you, I wish you'd just call in, because I want to tease you. I want to say to everybody, let's call in some beautiful light, and let's make it, say, a gold color. And we're going to send it to this lady and to one another. Because what it does is it burns through us. It could be the violet flame from Saint Germain as well. It burns through us and burns up all that dross of old reactions that she's been lumbering around under. She's been thinking, I can't take a chance on that creative life. I have to be very practical. I have to earn my daily bread. I'm listening to my mom and dad, and I'm listening to what I've been taught. And we're saying to her and others, you can burn up a lot of those old thoughts and feelings and get going on your creativity. I don't care if you are 50. So perspective. Can you feel that energy moving on through? It's really interesting to me because it's hitting her belly area in a big way. And as it does, it's moving the chest. Now, I don't know how many of you can feel that. Oh, goody, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm really good, how are you?
Leah.
Hi, Mia.
Great.
Good.
It's Leah.
Leah. You haven't called for a while. I think you used to call, didn't you?
Yeah, you remember me.
I sure do. How
Aaliyah,
are you doing?
Aaliyah Marr. Yeah, I'm good.
Do you have a question?
I want you to read me. Yes.
You know what, Aaliyah? You're holding something in the belly area. Are you, just a sec. Are you finding you're going through some really odd physical tensions these days?
Yeah, I get nausea nearly every day.
Okay. And I want you to take a look at your rib cage. I know you're highly intuitive and very much a healer. Take a look at your rib cage. What I'm seeing is that there's pressure coming up from the belly area and the hips, and it's pushing on the stomach and the rib cage, and you're being asked to expand again. I know you've been through a lot of that. You're a healer, right? And you're a counselor?
Mm-hmm.
And an artist, right?
And a writer.
And a writer, okay. Because I'm saying that you're about to open and expand into a new level. You've got a lot of empathy, for example, for the Japan thing. I think that's really tearing your stomach up. Would you agree?
Yeah, I feel it whenever there's an earthquake.
Well, they're not done yet, are they? There's going to be more earthquakes. You know?
No.
Because I'm feeling like you're awakening at new levels of yourself. Well, bless you, because aren't we all? We're trying to anyway, and to facilitate that would help you a lot. So we're going to facilitate it a little, and then we'll have to say goodbye, because Deb's about to call, isn't she? There you go.
Yay!
Yeah, just a sec here. Can you feel that? There's something in your chest needs to break open. Some old grief and some...
Yay.
Yeah. And I want to say, honey, you're really courageous. I don't know if you know that, do you?
I think so.
Yeah, as soon as we move what's in the stomach, yeah, mm-hmm. there's a lot about your courage that's trying to come up at a new level. Mm-hmm. Are you able to feel any of this?
Yeah.
We want you to keep writing, but you've got a whole other way of presenting coming up. And one thing I want to say about empathizing with Japan, you want to call up all the energy that comes from Japan in your body, mind, emotional self, and then command total release, because that kind of self, empathy is really important because we know how it feels, but then we got to keep releasing it or we end up sacrificing ourselves. And we are saying to you that you're going to pop to a higher level of creativity once you've dumped that. Okay?
So it's the Japan thing. Interesting. I didn't know that.
It's really hard on you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had separated from that.
Well, you know what? It might be harder than we think because they just had another earthquake. So, you know what I mean? We have to stay on top of it. It's like you can do it once, and you just got to stay on top of it and keep clearing it. A lot of drama out there right now.
Is that the source of the grief?
I would say. I think you feel a loss of power at such a deep level. You know what I mean?
I empathize with them.
Yeah. But don't we feel kind of little and powerless when it comes to all of that? Now, look at your throat. The throat's kind of closing off, too. So we're just going to send some... Yeah, there you go. Open up your throat. Yeah, it's hard work being an empath. But, you know, on the other hand, it's really a wonderful way to find out how people are feeling and what's really going on, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things I've felt in the last few days is that people are starting to listen to what I have to say. It's
Excellent.
Very interesting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I really feel a surge of change going through you, and it's probably the best way to put it. The guides are saying surge of change, which means you might feel kind of uncomfortable and trapped in the body periodically, but it's a movement. It's not there forever. It's just for a couple of days, probably.
Any suggestions?
I would do the clearing of Japan as much as I can, and then I would run golden light up through my body. You know how to do this, or violet fire, violet flame. Run it up through the body and burn and burn and burn. And even as we say that, what looked like colored congestion moves away. But I'll have to say goodbye because I think Deb might be on the line now.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you, Aaliyah.
Thank you.
All right. Deb, are you there?
Hi, I am. Hello.
Oh, hello. How wonderful to have you back on us on this radio
Thank
show
you.
With us.
I was really interested in something you just said to Aaliyah. You talked about a surge of change going through her. Your guides were talking about a surge of change.
Yes.
And I know that what you and I wanted to talk about tonight was this this stack up of planets in Aries, six planets in Aries, right now sort of trying to burst out with courage and with, you know, sort of a new way forward. And one of the planets that's in this gang of six is the planet Uranus, which is the change agent. And it's been partnered up with Mars in Aries. All these planets are in Aries. And Mars rules Aries. So there's this huge thing happening. I heard you talking to when you were describing the person whose energy you were just feeling. And you were talking about courage. You talked about it a couple times tonight. It's Mars in Aries and all these other planets in Aries are so much about courage. It's really the highest possible note for Aries to hit. And it takes, and you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm a little bit off track in terms of what we were going to talk about, but I've been listening to you describe the energies of these other people, these other women. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Aries is that we want to start all over. Oh, gosh, I just lost that thought. It was something I wanted to say about, reflect back on. Oh, well, it went away. You know how it is. Things just go away. Five thoughts are trying to come out at once, and then they all just push each other away, and none of them are left.
Which is just what all these planets in Aries are doing, isn't it?
I thought all that, well, and that was definitely a quintessential Mercury retrograde moment. It's, you know, it's just like, Deb, don't force it out. It's, you know, the inner. And you were talking to someone, also when you were talking about the energy of that woman.
I was talking about the surge, right? We were talking about the surge as well.
Yeah, the surge of change, but you were also talking about the courage. I mean, I know what I was going to say. It's something about the fact that it takes phenomenal patience sometimes to be brave. It seems like an oxymoron or some kind of crazy paradoxical thing to say. But because Mercury's retrograde, there's this absolute command by the universe to all of us to pull back out of the external world with the way we're perceiving and basically gathering information and find the information from the inside and take that out. We're so good at bringing information from the outside in, but, you know, right now it's almost pointless and fruitless, and we wind up feeling tongue-tied and overwhelmed with information or like we're just sort of lost in the world of information when we push too hard at that. And there's one other thing. Can I just keep blathering, or do you want me to
please
stop?
No, I'm loving it, but I keep having the image of being on a horse and going in 42 directions or something.
Exactly. And one of the things that is really worth mentioning, and I didn't talk about this last week very deeply. The thing is, I try to keep it simple when I'm on the show, and because it's complicated enough when it's simple. But the planet Saturn is working in Libra right now, but it's also retrograde. So when Saturn's working, in any case, when it's going forward, it's very much about a steady, disciplined, a sort of master stroke approach to everything we encounter. Saturn wants us to look at the structure of things and refine that structure. And that kind of energy, that slower, committed, disciplined energy, is literally standing 180 degrees across the universe from all this wild, wild Aries energy that's percolating in everybody. So Saturn stands there almost like a great, incredible mountain saying, all right, now stop. Before you just charge out there with all this Aries energy, stop and consider. Discipline yourselves enough to understand what it is exactly that you want to start and whether or not you could maybe just sort of contain this energy a little bit. Saturn's the elder and the wise old one, and so it kind of wants us to take a more mature approach to this charge outward that Aries has got us up against. And the other piece of this that's really fascinating is that all this Aries energy is really about the individuated self. Mm. And it has so much to do with who each of us is as an individual. And you were talking a little bit about this earlier in the show with somebody. In other words, each one of us really needs to know that we are capable of standing on our own. At the same time, Saturn over there on the other side of the zodiac in Libra is in the sign of the relationship with another. So it's almost like we're being taught that we can't really be in clean, mature, intimate relationships with other people until we are really capable of understanding how to stand firmly within our own identity. Mm-hmm. Was that too complicated?
Nope.
What I just said?
I like that. But I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, I'm going to L.A. tomorrow to work on my TV stuff. Do you think I'm...
Hey!
How can I... As a better question is, how can I best use this balancing force of Saturn with the drive of Aries to maximize my adventure and into television?
I think the thing to do is watch for the things that seem like Saturn blocks, where the sort of patriarchal old school way seems to be in the way.
Hmm.
And imagine that Aries sort of new way to go about it, but stick with Saturn when it comes to the discipline it takes to do this. In other words, try to watch for your impatience, and I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself and all of us right now. It's so hard to stay patient with. It's like, I think the metaphor I used earlier today is that there are a whole bunch of horses behind a starting gate, and they're just ready to burst out. That's these six planets in Aries. They just want to burst out there and get going. And Saturn is the starting gate, saying, wait, consider, slow down, and try not to get too, let this energy make you too jangly inside. Remember to be really brave. That's Aries, to be really brave. And to know that Saturn is at your back. I think so many times we malign Saturn energy and we say, oh my God, Saturn's just always putting obstacles in our way. But you know, Saturn's really not so much putting obstacles in our way as it's saying, no, don't go here.
Hmm.
If you feel like you're coming up against something that feels like it's a block, just, you know, imagine it dissolving into some other way of approaching the situation.
Or
which might be to back away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. You're saying it might be a saving, it might be a protection.
It's always a protection. It wants us to refine the way we're doing something, and it wants us to do it from the structural. So what's the structure of what you're approaching? Saturn's always about traditions, too, and sort of the way things have always been done. So you've got the Aries energy running for you, too. So it's a matter of figuring out how to align those two so that you don't throw out the traditions that work. Stick with the parts of the structure that work, but use the Aries, sort of your passion to see how you could maybe start, help other people to see how you can sort of do this in a new way. Uranus is involved in all this, so it's such a change agent. It's such an alchemist. Just remember that you are in doing serious alchemy here right now.
Hmm. Oh, this is wonderful, actually.
I think it's wonderful. And the other thing that's very cool about what you're about to do is that Uranus represents so many things, and given the situation, its symbolism is going to be a little bit different, but it has so much to do with electronics and media and the communal. Like, how can we basically, I mean, radio and TV are real Uranian. They bring together a huge number of people from the collective. This is a huge number of people. And so, and Aries says, and let's do this in a new way. How are we going to do this in a way that's different? And Saturn will give you the discipline to hang in there when you're up against people that maybe are a little stodgy. Mm-hmm. A little too traditional.
You're on but the Aries can give you the humor to cope with it, right?
Yes. Yes. And the thing is that, you know, Uranus is working on every single solitary one of us, including the stodgiest of us, the most Saturnian of us. Uranus is saying to everybody, you know, really, you can try to hang on to these old ways, but watch out, because the unexpected will basically undo you if you aren't sort of loose. I think it's a real good idea for everybody to stay real flexible right now.
Yeah, expect a miracle too, hey?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. I've loved this. This is really exciting. And what we were talking about earlier, because I've been channeling and the guides have been saying what's coming up right now is not to hang on to the steering. They used to say all the time, hold on to the steering wheel of your mind, keep your focus. And now they're saying let it slip through your fingers easily because there's so much unexpected coming up. So you're saying the same thing in a slightly different way, and
huge.
I love it.
That's Uranus. It's the catchphrase, the old cliche for Uranus is expect the unexpected. And when you put it in Aries and line it up with five other planets in Aries, you can. There's just nothing but incredible energy. You know, you had a phrase earlier today that was beautiful that I keep thinking about. You said great waves of energy coming in, and that's exactly what it is. Aries, first sign of the zodiac, it's all about energy incarnate. It's just energy running. And Uranus is this incredible change agent. So it's almost like an ocean of change that we're in. It's not even like it's coming. We're already in it.
So we can bless the Saturn for keeping things a little bit more balanced and a little more stable
grounded
at this point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, bless your heart. I love when you come on. You just get me wound up here. I'm all excited.
It's so much fun. I can't wait for you to go to California and get more involved in this television project.
Well, thank you. But if I'm doing it in retrograde, it means it might be slow and I can handle that.
It also might just be a lot deeper and richer than you would have thought. In other words, the retrograde doesn't need to stop us. It just needs to deepen the communication. It wants to make sure we're coming from that deep, deep resonant place within ourselves and not just from the blather of the outer world.
Oh, and I want to throw this in. You also want to say to people, don't really rush around signing contracts right now until the retrograde's
done,
right?
Yeah, it's not a real good idea to sign contracts when Mercury's retrograde. You can consider the purchase of things, but I would stay in consideration modality for another couple of weeks. I think it's the 23rd of April when Mercury goes forward again. So it's not a bad idea to just sort of keep it slowed down until then, relative to buying anything big.
Well, we'll keep you posted. I won't sign a big movie contract or anything.
Okay.
I'll just learn a lot. All right, Dolan, thank you so much for your call, and I hope you'll come on again next week. Will you do that?
Absolutely. And we can hear about how Southern California treated you.
And how life is treating you in Northern California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of love.
And, oh, Deb, tell everybody how to get hold of you.
Oh, well, you've got the information on the notices that you send out, but my email address is Deb, it's short for Deborah, D-E-B, @lovedogdesign.com. Lovedogdesign.com.
I sure enjoy your little messages here. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good week. Good night.
Thank you.
So this is Veronica, and that was Deb. I really enjoy the way she talks. She's quite poetic and very active about how she uses astrology. I hope you enjoyed that. Now we have enough time for a couple more callers. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you and hear what you're doing. Are you catching the Aries wave that Deb was talking about? Are you balancing yourself? Are you feeling impatient? Let's take a look at, somebody is getting incredible headaches, and I feel like it's a male, and the pressure is moving through your body too much. You look like you're kind of impatient. You're in a hurry, but you have a sore neck and a very pounding head. And I want to say to you, just a sec here, you're making a change. It's funny. It's like this person wants to make a change. He's trying to be good-natured and not be angry. He's at work, and he wants to make a change. but he can barely stand it. And I'm saying you're pressuring your brain, your head too much. Then he takes another glug of coffee and wants to make a change and is trying to be polite. And I want to say, start breathing, and we're going to send some light. Take some deeper and deeper breaths. And we're going to send, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'm just going to send a little violet flame up through our gentleman's head. And it already is calming down. We have to realize we can release that pressure with conscious energy work. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? My name is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
And I was just wondering what you tuned in on me right now.
Yeah. Well, you've got a sinus problem, have you?
What's that?
You have a sinus problem.
Why, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Just stuck here now. We're doing a little bit of energy scooching here. Are you retired, Randy?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You have a kind of a confusing energy. Yeah, there you go. A kind of a confusing energy. So we're going to get you to... you look like you have a kind of a sadness, a sort of a depression. You've got a waking up kind of energy wanting to push through your body, mind. But you've kind of given up on yourself to a degree. And we're saying you don't want to do that. You want to allow. So you've got like two kinds of energy showing up. You want to allow the waking up energy to move. It's working really well at the base of your spine. You want it to move all the way up your spine and allow yourself to hear. You don't listen very well. And the problem with that is that somebody's trying to... Several people are trying to tell you something that's going to bring you some kind of advancement, and you're not really hearing because you've kind of been not believing in yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
There's a couple of compliments that have been coming to you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I guess.
They're not idle, but there's been an aspect of you said, yeah, I guess. There's an aspect of you that's been functioning like that, and even though you've got a wake-up coming... You'll have to let it come because you've been letting yourself drift in a kind of a not very happy but not very sad kind of neutral space. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm saying to you, I want to laugh and tease you, not in a nasty way, in a fun way. Say to you, you're going to have some, you can hitch a ride on your own inner energies which are moving through you and wanting to make big changes. If you clear, my guides always say 95% of the job is clearing. If you can find that part of you that's kind of drifting and doesn't really think he's much of a potential and call that up and feel it in your body and then command total release, you find the inner part of you that's trying to awaken and bring you into some new level of mastery from within, it takes over. And you get some magical opportunities coming. Now, you can refine this by giving me a question that's specific.
I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm sorry.
I've kind of bared you to the whole globe, have I?
What's that?
I've bared you to the whole globe.
I guess so. are you located in the Bay Area, too?
No, I used to live down there. I'm in Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, you're up there now, huh?
Yeah, okay. Where are you?
I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, are you?
Redwood City.
Okay, so we used to live in San Carlos, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's next door. So,
throw me one more
question.
I'm just
really trying to find my direction, really, right now. Just kind of trying to...
I know you are, but I want to say to you, Randy, that it's coming through you, and right, what are you doing for a living? Because it's right by you, but your attitude is what's blocking it.
Well, I'm working with my wife right now.
But it isn't your own choice.
What's that?
There's something that you're doing in your job with her that could be, it could be that there's something that you're going to do that's your own thing that seems to come from that job that you're doing with her. Not that you go into competition, but like there's an arm of that you're going to create yourself, but you're going to have to get creative to do it, and you're going to have to launch something in yourself, which is hard for you because you tend to be kind of passive in a way. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to stay that way.
No, I know.
It's
a lot easier sometimes.
But it isn't really, because you're going to get... Do you have a gut ache sometimes?
No, my stomach doesn't really bother me too much.
Well, they're saying... The guides are saying that you're going to get uncomfortable physically. And that's not because you're going to get sick. I'm not saying that. They're saying that you got to pay attention to your body's trying to talk to you and awaken you so that you'll have a little more fervor about what it is that's going to rise in your mind. And I believe that several people are trying to encourage you to think about doing things a little differently. The guides are saying, listen, because you might find something of yourself in the way they reflect you back to you.
Yeah.
So thank you for your call.
Well, I'll do my best.
Hey, keep a sense of humor, Randy. Come on, we don't get out of this alive.
That's right.
Say hi to the Bay Area.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle. I hope you, some of you listened to Randy Masters. He was really wonderful on Tuesday night in Paradigm Shifters. Oh, dear. In Paradigm Shifters, you know, because these are people that are, Paradigm Shifters, that show, are people that are making a big difference on the planet these days by shifting the frequencies. You don't have to be out there on a podium, although some of them are. Shifting the frequencies is really important, and that's going to lift life for a lot of us. Oh, you're on the air. You've got 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Stephanie again.
Sorry. You've got 1 minute. I was just talking about Randy. Stephanie is also a musical wizard and a writer and a performer and all that. Welcome to the show again.
Yeah, thanks. How are you?
Thank you. Well, what would you like to ask, Dolan?
Oh, okay. Well, gosh, what do I want to ask? You know, I wasn't even sure.
I'm going to say this. You look like you're getting brighter and stronger, and you're going in several directions inside, but very shortly you'll pick up speed, and like Deb was saying, we get suddenly taken, and opportunities come in a surprising way. So you've got some big new stuff happening over the next week or two. Not good at time, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the message I wrote to myself, is just be grateful and open. It's just a lot of, it's been interesting. A lot of things I think of as endings are actually, I've been told, just be positive and don't assume what's going on is what's going on. And
you know, isn't that the most fun part of this time? Like, you don't have a clue. And all of a sudden, out of left field, here comes galloping another miracle of some sort.
Well, I need them. Especially financially.
I think a lot of people need them right now, and I just feel like you're going to have a big opportunity in the next couple of weeks, but you'll be going in a different direction than you think you are right now.
That's interesting, because I just started teaching meditation again, and I'm setting up a few workshops for May for music and meditation.
Excellent. Well, carry on up the jungle, darling. You've got Aries on your side.
That's funny. Is that lion? No, that's Leo.
Yeah, that's Leo. Aries is the ram.
I wrote a poem about that a year ago. That's funny.
Anyway, I have to say goodbye because they're going to hook me off stage, but thank you for your call, even though it was right at the end.
Well, you see.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Dolan. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really enjoyed tonight's show because I learn a lot from you and from watching all the fields and seeing how we're changing and growing. And golly, there's a lot of support for us, even though there's a lot of losses. The gains are built in as well. Please listen to Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. I think I'm going to do a repeat show. And if you're on my mailing list, you'll know exactly what it is. This is my mailing list is, or mail me at Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. And if you want a session with me, same thing. Or if you can recommend a paradigm shifter, I'd love to hear from you. We have some amazing beings coming up. And right at the top of the hour, we're going to meet Jackie Silvitti with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie brings in her wonderful team. And I get to talk with them and sometimes interview them. So stay tuned if you can for the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, take a deep breath and bring in love from the universe and breathe it out to one another. for our Radiance by Design community. Thank you for listening. Good night.